Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Come on now, gather around, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to a new episode of Life Unapologetic with Athena. Today we are kicking off our Kingdom Culture series. We're going to be talking about what is Kingdom today. I want to thank all of my podcast supporters and listeners from around the globe. I super appreciate how you have supported the podcast itself. Even when I'm not coming up with fresh episodes, this podcast was created almost 6 years ago. As I walked through my journey, my spiritual journey, my spiritual growth, my journey with God, Holy Spirit, and Lord Jesus Christ, unapologetically, unashamed for all that my journey has taken me through. And so I developed this platform to really go over onto the mountain of media and really take a stance for the kingdom of God. And so we have been doing that really authentically. This podcast has always been about walking out authentically. And when God gives me something authentically to say for this platform, then I release it. It's not really been about just releasing episode after episode to keep up with numbers, even though I should honor the space that I have. And so we're doing that. Listen, y'all, I'm super excited about this episode. Again, thank you to all my followers. If you have not followed Life Unapologetic with Athena podcast, go over to all your podcasting spaces and check it out. If you have not joined the Spiritual Growth Academy, which is why we do all of these different platforms, go check us out at coachingwithathena.com, or you can go over to Mighty Networks and search the Spiritual Growth Academy. Check out our landing page and all that we offer there. Again, we are doing the Kingdom Culture series. Today, we're going to be talking about what is kingdom. We only got 1 hour, so we got to dive into it. If you are not a part of the Kingdom Culture community, which is a free community that we developed over in the Spiritual Growth Academy platform, totally aside from social media, go check it out. This is where we're actually going to be viewing our content for today, is within that community. So I'm going to bring it up so you guys can actually see what you get inside the community, which is this. Look at this. This is beautiful. So the Kingdom Culture. What is kingdom? So in our Christian theology, the concept of kingdom culture or heavenly citizenship refers to the idea that we as Christians, while living on earth, are also citizens of the kingdom of God, which is heavenly or a spiritual realm. So this concept is deeply rooted in the teaching of Jesus Christ in the New Testament of the Bible. It reminds us that our ultimate allegiance is to God's kingdom and that we are called to live according to his values and principles, even as we navigate the challenges and the temptations of this world. And what I'm super excited about this particular series and teaching is that we really are going to learn about kingdom culture. We're really going to learn about what it is to be a citizen in the kingdom of heaven so that we can really walk this thing out the way that it was designed for us to walk out. And we can truly, truly understand our position as kingdom ambassadors in the earth. I think we have to have an understanding so that we can truly align with the assignments that God gives us. So as citizens of the kingdom of God, you and I are called to be ambassadors of Christ, representing his love, his grace, and his truth. Now, our citizenship in heaven should shape every aspect of our lives. This should be a daily activity. I mean, we should be seeing transformation every day. From the way that you and I interact with others to the choices that we make, all of this should reflect kingdom-based citizenship. It is a constant reminder, our citizenship and our position in God, the privileges that we have, the access that we have, should be a constant reminder, hallelujah, of who we are and how we are defined, right? This constant reminder that you and I are defined by the not defined by the standards of this world, but we are divine. We have a divine calling to be lights in darkness and agents of transformation. There is a divine calling that we have on our lives. Hallelujah. A divine calling that we have on our lives. We have to embrace the fact that we are divinely called by God. We are divinely called by God. I don't think we really get that a lot of times. I think we miss the fact that we are actually divinely called by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are actually divinely called to do a work in the earth. We are actually divinely called as citizens. Hallelujah. That we have a totally different citizenship. Furthermore, embracing our heavenly citizenship also means that you and I seek to advance God's kingdom on the earth by participating in acts of justice, mercy, and compassion. Now, I really love this part that I wrote because it talks about our everyday life, right? Everyday life, we should be seeking to be just, we should be seeking to be merciful, and we should be seeking to have compassion, whether it's in your job, whether it's in your home, whether it's within your community. It involves actively working towards bringing about spiritual and social transformation in our communities, standing up for the marginalized, and fostering reconciliation and peace. These are principles we can live by. These are this is direction that we can walk in and through. And if we have this concept and we understand this concept, then we really begin to understand more of our identity as believers, as Christians here in the earth realm. And so this involves actively working towards bringing about spiritual and social transformation in our communities, standing up again for the marginalized. Our citizenship in the kingdom of God compels us to bring hope and restoration to a broken world, reflecting the love and character of our heavenly King. Now, this talks about purpose, right? And so if we understand that we are ambassadors, right, that we are children of the Most High God, that we have a community, we have a heavenly community that we are associated with, that we come from, that we belong to, but that we are to bring the aspects of that community here in the earth, then it should really transform the way that we move around in life. It should transform the way that we think. It should transform the way that we desire to do things, right? And so we have to learn how to move from a different mindset and a different perspective. The concept of kingdom culture or kingdom citizenship in Christian theology reminds you and I of our dual identity as citizens of God's kingdom while living on earth, right? We know that whatever country, whatever state we live in, we are citizens within that country. But we have to also understand that there is a dual citizenship, right? And so our identity is not based on the citizenship of earth, but our identity is based on our citizenship in the kingdom of heaven. And so when we begin to recognize our true identity and our true citizenship, it begins to put the citizenship of this present world and place into perspective. If you think about those immigrants who come from other countries that are attached to other cultures, their true citizenship is initially in their country by which they immigrated from. Their cultures come by from which they integrated from. And so as they integrate into a new country and a new citizenship, they begin to learn the new culture, the mannerisms, the way of doing life, the laws, etc. And so we as children of God, we as citizens of the kingdom of heaven also have to honor where we come from, because it is that point of origin that our identity is evolved in and out and from, right? It calls us to live in a way that reflects the values and principles of the kingdom. When we understand that our identity is as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, we should live a way that reflects those values and those principles of the kingdom. We should understand that being ambassadors of Christ, that we are to actively participate in the advancement of God's kingdom in the world. And I believe that a lot of issues with believers today is that we don't fully understand the values and the principles of heaven. You know, as a young child growing up in a very broken family, not even just a broken home, but a very broken family dynamic, we didn't have values and principles. If I truly lived by the ideology or the perception of a value or a principle by my broken family, it would be to hustle and to get over on people. If I carried what was example to me from my family, it was never about unity or reconciliation. It was always about how I could survive. It was my family members always exampled the survival mentality. And so the ideology of true love and loyalty did not exist in my family. And so I thank God for being able to learn and to know the values and the principles of the kingdom of heaven. And I thank God that Holy Spirit allowed me to go on a journey where I was able to develop core values in seasons and out of seasons. I still do this exercise where the Holy Spirit allows me to look at certain values within my season. And sometimes I'll gain or obtain a new value, and other times my values will remain the same within a season. And as I walk through those seasons and practice within those values and the principles of heaven, according to those values, then there's a sense of mastery that I begin to walk through. And so the idea is to have values by which you master operating in. When you have values or core values, especially as children of God, especially as kingdom citizens, you begin to make your decisions based on those values. Any decision and any partnership that you walk in, any place of employment that you agree to work for, they have to be within your values, your core values. Your core values have to be honored. And so a lot of what I see in the body of Christ is that we don't understand the concept of values, and we definitely a lot of times don't know the principles of the kingdom of heaven. And so we begin to live the best way we can, and usually that is being conformed to the culture of this world and of this age. And we know that that is not a healthy viewpoint or perspective to live by. I want to shift gears and talk about key elements of kingdom culture and citizenship in our Christian faith or as believers. There are key elements of kingdom culture and kingdom citizenship. This series that we're doing on Life Unapologetic with Athena is all about knowing kingdom and understanding who we are as kingdom citizens in the kingdom of heaven. Again, I just want to pause and say we are live right now on Life Unapologetic with Athena podcast, which is on all of the platforms. We are also live in the Life Unapologetic with Athena podcast channel over on YouTube. It's titled Athena Stewart. It's just my name. So if you want to come over and jump and see the content and get a live visual, I'm a visual learner, so I love to record my podcast over on my audio device, but I also like to bring a visual element because many people learn by both hearing and visually seeing, and so come check it out. I'm super excited. Just wanted to give that side note. All right, so citizens of heaven is one key element, being citizens of heaven. We as Christians believe that through faith in Jesus Christ, we became citizens of the kingdom of heaven. This is a faith walk, right? This means that our primary allegiance is to God's kingdom, and we are considered strangers and pilgrims in the world, according to Hebrews 11:13. While we live here on earth, our true home is in heaven. Hebrews 11:13 says, as all these died in faith, guarded and sustained by it, without receiving the tangible fulfillment of God's promises, only having seen, anticipated them, and having welcomed them from a distance, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles in the earth. Now, we know that in this text, the writer is talking about believers who had passed on, but believers who believed in the kingdom of heaven without seeing it. We are the same, right? We have a more higher advantage than many believers in the past, as we are able to have a lot of spiritual experiences because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are able to have a lot of supernatural experiences to really see the promises of God, to really visit heaven, to have angelic beings and visions and dreams with clarity and interpretation. But the kingdom culture is characterized by a mindset that prioritizes God's kingdom above all else. It is about living with a heavenly perspective and recognizing that our ultimate citizenship is in heaven. This means that as citizens of heaven, we are called to live differently, guided by the values and the principles of God's kingdom. We are in corporate prayer over in my platform called the Spiritual Growth Academy, which is a virtual platform, a virtual community outside of social media. And this is a place where I build out my courses. I build out communities. There's lots of different faith-based content there, as well as where this series originates. It's called the Kingdom Culture Community, which is a free community over on my platform at the Spiritual Growth Academy. And so we were in prayer this morning because we are on a 90-day consecration. And so we were in prayer this morning and we were talking about true transformation and how, you know, when you're truly transformed as believers, when you really are hungry to truly be transformed and to truly live an authentic life before God, you really want not only to live right before God and be right before God, but you truly desire the things of God. You truly desire to know God on such a level. You truly desire to see a change from the inside out. And we were talking about how if the believer could truly understand how transformation works, that everything that we're chasing after in the world and everything that we desire to be like the world, those things don't matter. When true transformation happens, God blesses our house. God blesses our home. God blesses our hands. God blesses our finances, our health, and our relationships as a result of us going after the kingdom perspective, the kingdom culture, and really living out how he's called us to live. So citizens of God's kingdoms are called to be ambassadors for Christ on the earth. This also goes with the seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I don't want to jump ahead of my notes here, but this means that while we are in the world, we are not of the world, right? There should be a differentiation between us living in this natural-based world, but how we move in it, right? We are representatives of God's kingdom, reflecting his love, his grace, and truth to those around us. So as kingdom citizens, we are called to be salt and light in a world that desperately needs the influence of God's kingdom, according to Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16, you know, and I shared a post yesterday that I saw come across my feed after we came off of the fast, because we're fasting for 9 hours. So we fast from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so when I came off, there was this post and it showed how it was given all of these different animated versions of how humans today are so consumed with technology. We're so consumed with the smartphone. We're so consumed with social media. We're so consumed with all of these different things that don't bring any real value to our lives. And so it spoke so much volume to me. And so I remember sharing it and saying, how do we as citizens of the kingdom of God, how do we as believers, how are we differentiated from the world today? How do we stand out from the world today? How do we look different to the world today? And so when you think about being an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, right? How are you exampling being an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven? How are people seeing how you walk and how you move throughout your day and throughout the earth? How are you reflecting differently than those who say that they are believers and say that they are saved, but yet they don't show love, they don't show grace, and their life and the way of life does not have truth in it, right? How are you and I showing up as salt and light in a desperate world? How are we using influence that God gives us over man to make a difference? Living as citizens of heaven there's a requirement of a radical shift in our priorities and our values. I just want to challenge you, even in this moment, even in this time on this podcast episode, that you really stop and self-evaluate and say, God, where can there be a radical shift in my priorities and my values? God, from the moment that I wake up to the moment that I go to sleep, how can I look at my allotment of time that is given to me like every man, this 24-hour period, God, and where can I shift radically so that I'm moving in purpose, on purpose, and in alignment with the assignments that you are inviting me on through the Holy Spirit? Because I don't want to, it's not enough for me just to say I'm a believer. It's not enough for me just to say I'm a kingdom citizenship. It's not enough for me to say that I have access to the community in the kingdom of God. But God, do my priorities and my values really example that in my everyday life? When I go to work, am I an example of a true believer who is in relationship with you? Someone who moves in the spirit while yet being in the natural? Do my priorities and my values align with what I testify about my life to be? This means that we surrender our own desires and ambitions to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, to seek first the things of God and being in right standing with God, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It means loving God with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Kingdom citizens and ambassadors of the kingdom, we are called to pursue justice, mercy, and humility, reflecting the character of the King that we serve. And so if there are any times in our lives where we are not exampling those things, then we honestly don't have the right to continue to say, I'm a kingdom citizen. We have to begin to understand that there is a requirement that we shift our priorities. There is a radical demand, even in this time and in this season, where God is calling the true remnant, the true people of God who desire relationship higher. We know that there are many that are called and that there are few that are chosen. And so when we look at even the context of that scripture, to be chosen means that there is a desiring yes in the heart of those believers who are chosen. Those believers who are truly chosen are the ones that have a tenacity to do something in the earth for the kingdom of God. Many believers are called and they are absolutely saved. They absolutely come to salvation, but they remain at the cross. It is the chosen individuals who understand what God did at the cross, but they continue to move on and persevere past that. God says, greater things than this will you do. Those things can't be done at the cross. Those things have to be done out of the four walls of the sanctuary of the organizations that we call the church. We have to go out. We have to be about our Father's business. And many people say, well, I'm not a preacher, or I'm not a pastor, or I'm not an evangelist, or I'm not this, or I'm not that. But every day our life should reflect citizenship of the kingdom of heaven. Every day there should be something that we do and how we show up in our place of work or how we show up in our homes that examples the Father's heart, that examples the Father's mind. There should be priorities that are faith-based priorities, that are believer-based priorities, that are intimacy-based priorities with the Holy Spirit that continue to realign us in our citizenship. In our kingdom citizenship and in the kingdom culture. And so kingdom culture and citizenship in the Christian faith means that we identify ourselves as citizens of heaven, living with a heavenly perspective and embodying the values and the principles of God's kingdom in our lives. As ambassadors for Christ, we are called to make a difference in the world by reflecting God's love and truth to those around us. This is so important, you guys, that we reflect God. Like, everything that we do and every way that we walk should be a reflection of who we serve. You know, if we are truly, the Word of God says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, then you will bear much fruit. Jesus said that if we're really walking this thing out within and through him, that he would be in us and that there would be evidence. There would be aspects of your life that make you just completely different than those around you. There would be a way that you respond. There would be a difference in your mannerisms. There's a difference in your disposition. There's a difference in your posture. There's a difference in your strategy. There's a difference in your problem solving. There's a difference in how you walk out of your house. There's a difference in how you show up in the community. There's a difference to how you walk around people. The evidence of the fruit, there is abundant fruit. And those those things begin to just really develop into more. This morning while we were in prayer in the Spiritual Growth Academy, God was leading us through prayer through the Word of God, and we did some deep diving in the Word of God. I think we prayed for like 2 hours this morning. Glory be to God, and I'm just so grateful for those opportunities to be able to be in such deep prayer. And so we were in deep prayer this morning, and God was walking us through the Word. I'm telling you, if you're not a part of the Spiritual Growth Academy, I would encourage you to check it out, because there's so much that we are privileged to get from God that is released in that platform, because it's a safe space where God wants to house a lot of strategy. Even this series that I'm teaching is within that space. And so God was walking us through the Word of God, and he began to walk us through the life of Daniel. Daniel was truly a kingdom citizen. He truly walked by the principles and the values of the kingdom of heaven. And God was talking to us this morning in prayer through the life of Daniel. And he was saying how, you know, as Daniel, life was lifing for Daniel. Okay, let me just say this. Life was lifing for Daniel. Okay, Daniel was human trafficked. We know that this is a $1 billion industry in America. I'm a human sex trafficking advocate. I have experienced that through the life of my child. And so I never knew how real that was in America until I've had to walk through it for over 9 years until God brought deliverance. And so Daniel was human trafficked. That means that he was taken from his home. He was kidnapped against his will, and he was forced to live in a culture and in a society that he didn't belong. Are y'all getting this? We actually see in through the life of Daniel how it what it means to be a citizen of somewhere else, but having to live in an alternative place, and what it means to stay true to your culture and where you evolved from and where your values are and where your principles are, and how to not allow where you're placed to determine how you're going to continue to show up. And so as God was talking to us this morning through the life of Daniel, he was showing us that, you know, many believers are going after the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life in the world, right? And so many believers are seeking God's hand and not God's heart, right? And so as we're seeking to grow financially, we're seeking to live in great neighborhoods, we're seeking to drive the best cars, we're seeking to have the best career, we're seeking to go on the best trips, we're seeking to have the best 401k retirement plan, we're seeking this and we're seeking that, all at the cost of the kingdom of God, all at the cost of God's purpose, all at the cost of what God is trying to do in the earth. And so he was teaching us how Daniel remained consistent in the assignment that God gave him to do in the earth. And that through the faithfulness of Daniel, Daniel had such spiritual access. Daniel was able to tell times and seasons. Daniel was able to interpret dreams, visions, and dark sayings and riddles. Hallelujah. And it was because he remained postured before the Lord that the Lord sustained Daniel, even through ridicule, even through jealousy, even through envious acts. God sustained Daniel. And not only did God sustain Daniel, but as a result of Daniel's life, the four Hebrew boys that were associated with him, God through proximity also sustained the life of those attached to him. And so God was talking to us this morning in prayer that as you remain faithful to the Lord, even those in proximity to you, God will keep and God will protect. And it was such an amazing time in prayer for God to show us that our labors are not in vain. Hallelujah. And not only did Daniel gain spiritual access and fortitude, hallelujah, but Daniel also began to grow in stature. Daniel also grew in position. Daniel also grew in influence. Why? Because he remained faithful as a true kingdom citizen. He walked in kingdom culture without fail, and he remained in that posture and in that position. And so I just thank God for prayer this morning. I thank God for kingdom citizenship. And this was one of the reasons why I wanted to do this series, because God began to talk to me about how many believers don't understand the kingdom of heaven. And because they don't understand the kingdom of heaven, they have a hard time understanding citizenship. And because they don't understand kingdom-based citizenship, they can't really see the promises of God being brought forth in the earth. In order for the promises to be realized, we have to know who we are. We have to understand identity, and understanding identity, we walk in by and through that. So point number two, and we might not get through all of these in the short hour that we have, but we're going through, and I'm just going to come back up. We're going through the key elements of kingdom culture and citizenship. The key elements of kingdom culture and citizenship. And we just looked at the first key, which is citizens of heaven. And now we're going to look at living by kingdom values. One of the other keys of being a citizen of heaven is living by the values. We first have to know them, and then we have to live by them. We have to know the principles, and we have to live by them. I remember talking to God, and I was like, Lord, I don't really know the principles of heaven. Like, I mean, I hear it talked about, and I hear, you know, it put into different context of or content of sermons, but it's always with a context based on the purpose of that sermon. But God, what really are principles? Like, how do I know principles? And like I shared earlier, it was the same question that I posed to God about having values. Like, God, I don't really have values because it wasn't exampled in my family. And so we have to begin to ask God questions when we don't understand certain context or text that is given to us. We have to begin to say, well, Lord, I really don't have these, or I really don't know these. And so I don't know how to walk by them because I don't know them. God will begin to reveal ways or people or teachings that will begin to teach you on just that. It's not enough to just say, oh, hallelujah, kingdom values, hallelujah, kingdom principles. But we got to say, God, do I really know them? And if I know them, am I applying them? Am I walking by them? And so kingdom culture involves living according to values, principles, and ethics of God's kingdom as outlined in the Bible. This includes practicing love, practicing mercy, practicing forgiveness, practicing humility and justice and righteousness in our daily lives. This means that those attributes, those principles should be a part of everything that we do throughout the day. Now, this can be exhausting if you're doing it in your own strength, but if you have set an intention in the morning that, God, I want to walk practicing love, mercy, forgiveness, humility, justice, and righteousness in my day, God, I want to be aware when I step out of alignment with these things, the Holy Spirit will begin to lead and guide you. In a world filled with division and conflict, embodying these kingdom values becomes increasingly important, right? It's not enough to simply know and understand these values. We must live out each one of them intentionally and consistently. I talk a lot about this in this word that God gave me almost 2 years ago of behavioral excellence. God began to show me through the life of Daniel that he lived by the excellence in his behavior. Like, his behavior had to be excellence. He really went after excellence and mastery in the area of behavior. And because he went after mastery, which was a core value of his, that he was able to excel in so many areas of his life, both spiritually and naturally. And so I have been determined to go after behavioral excellence, which means that I continue, and this is not easy, you guys, but I continue to be mindful of my behavior, my mannerisms, my attitude. I was just talking in prayer, because I'm a very transparent leader, that I have been noticing pride, how I interacted with patients who were more aggressive or who were unkind, that pride would rise up, and I would begin to act in ways that I didn't really feel aligned with excellence. And so as I began to notice that, that in my daily activities, I began to ask God for more humility. I began to ask God to purge me of pride and ego that is not centered around His love and His grace and His mercy. When the Holy Spirit brings these things to your remembrance, or when He begins to convict you in these areas, it's so important that we don't go past those thoughts that come into our mind, but that we stop and we say, God, search my heart and remove these things. We are living in a world of conflict. We're living in a dark world. And the only differentiation between kingdom citizens, true believers, true remnants of God, is the light that we show. It's the response that we have that would not be the normal response. It's the continued kindness that we have that would not be the continued kindness. Right. And so one aspect of kingdom culture that sets us apart is the emphasis on love and forgiveness. Rather than seeking revenge or holding grudges, kingdom minded individuals choose to extend grace and offer forgiveness to others. We say that we do this, but in reality, we be slipping on the tripping and tipping. OK, we do not truly hold firm like we say to love and forgiveness. And this means across the board. So many times the body of Christ is so quick to judge the actions of others because we feel that we are in a righteous space. But God is calling the believer and the body of Christ to extend grace and forgiveness even in the darkest of times, even in the darkest of actions. And how do we extend this grace and forgiveness? It first starts in our own heart. It starts in our own home. It starts in our own relationships, but then it goes into our intercession for our community, for our nation, for our countries, for our world, right? We can look at things that are happening on the news and we can become judgmental and unforgiving and want to decree and declare punishment. But if we begin to decree and declare love and forgiveness, how much would the darkness be dispelled? If the body of Christ would come together and intercede and extend grace and offer forgiveness and offer love to those who seemingly don't deserve it, there would be a shift in the environments, in the atmosphere, and in the situation. This requires a deep understanding of God's love and His command to love our neighbors as ourselves. Again, we have to be walking through daily experiences through the Spirit of God. When I say daily experiences, there should be supernatural things that happen as you are walking throughout your day. I have two bottles of olive oil here where I pray and kind of where I do all of my faith-based things. And so this morning, when I'm praying, I hold them because I'm consecrating them for the 30 days. One of my goals is to pour them in other bottles and send them out because they're truly blessed. I believe God is going to do something through the conduit of the oil. Again, it's not about the oil itself, but it's about the metaphor. In the Word of God, they used oil, right? When God wanted to do something, It was a conduit. Oil was a conduit by which God could move in and through. And so when the oil made contact with what God wanted to do in a thing, in the spirit, there had to be a ground in the natural. And so that's what oil does. And so as I was praying, and I kept feeling my hands feel like the oil was spilling out of the bottles. And I kept looking and filling the bottles and there was no exit or there were no holes. So my hands were literally supernaturally becoming anointed this morning. And I was just so in awe because we were just having such a good time in prayer. And I was talking about how I've been learning about transformation and I've been learning about to walk through true transformation. You have to have true experiences supernaturally. And those were things that I felt like I never really had before, where I was seeing, you know, angels, or I was feeling angels' wings, or my hands were becoming supernaturally oiled. And so as I've been really desiring those things to truly be a kingdom citizen and truly have experiences from a kingdom citizen standpoint, I've been able to experience these supernatural things. And so I was describing to the ladies on the prayer call over in the Spiritual Growth Academy that my palms were oily. Like, I wasn't sweating. It wasn't hot, but they were oily. And I was just thanking God for the supernatural oil that was being produced through prayer. And we began to just continue to go deeper in prayer. And we continued to elevate in prayer this morning. And immediately as we were praying, I live on an island and we haven't had rain for so long on the island. And as we began to pray, it began to rain, tremendous rain that we've needed for months and months and months. And so it was just one supernatural act after another supernatural act this morning in prayer. And these are the things that we should be experiencing as kingdom citizens, as believers. There should be supernatural things that happen that we yearn to desire, that bring a true change. This is how we are going to really live and reflect the love of God in our communities. We're having our own supernatural experiences, and that's giving us access to authority and power. It increases our faith to want more from God while taking risk even the more in God prophetically. And so as we're talking about living by kingdom values, the more that we have experiences with God, the more that we'll desire to live by kingdom-based values. And so again, this requires a deep understanding of God's love. You have to have supernatural encounters with God to truly understand his love as he commands us to love our neighbors. If we are not having daily experiences with God that are undeniable, then how are we truly going to know the heart and the mind of God? How are we truly going to live by these values and create an environment of healing and restoration? Hallelujah. Humility is another key value within kingdom culture. Humility is another key value within kingdom culture. In a society that often promotes self-promotion and pride, choosing humility can be challenging. I know this to be true, right? However, challenging this may be, the value reminds us that we are equal before God, and that our worth is not determined by worldly success or accomplishments. By you and I embracing humility, we cultivate authentic relationships based on respect and mutual understanding. I truly desire humility from God. I truly desire divine humility. I truly desire God to truly teach me true humility, because it is the only way that we are going to experience God. My goodness, our hour is wrapping up. We are at 41 minutes. And I am trying to really strict to these episodes being an hour. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I'm really excited about this series, you guys. So let's keep going. I'm going to try to get through this second key point that we're on because I don't want to break it up. And so kingdom culture calls us to pursue justice and righteousness. This means standing up for what is right, even when it's unpopular or goes against societal norms, right? It means seeking justice for the oppressed and marginalized and working towards equality for all. By actively engaging in issues of justice and righteousness, right, we contribute to the transformation of our communities and we reflect the heart of God's kingdom. Now, many believers today feel like justice means going on social media and adding our opinion or reposting posts that are supposedly raising a voice on an issue. But I want to encourage you, when it comes to justice, that you begin to go in your secret place. You begin to pray to God and you begin to ask him to bring about justice. I truly believe that true justice comes through intercession. And I believe it's through intercession that we gain revelation and we gain direction to carry out by way to see justice in the earth. I believe that when we try to go out and do things in our own manly humanistic strategy, where we're rallying and we're protesting and we're doing all these things, while they have their place, if prayer and intercession and the anointing and the glory of God are not a part of those things, if it's not divine strategy where we should be doing those things, then there you'll never see progress in the earth by doing those things. God wants to give us a strategy by which to bring justice in the earth, and I believe it starts with intercession. It is in prayer that we are going to gain divine strategy by which to carry out in the earth. God is going to give us direction and divine strategy. And as we walk out that divine strategy, we're going to begin to see change. That means that God is going to put people in places to bring about significant change. Remember, the enemy seeks to change the time and the laws. And so the intercession and the stance has to be in the area of times and laws. And so we have to begin to ask God for the Issachar anointing on where to be placed and how to determine where and when to move. Living by kingdom values is an ongoing journey that requires intentionality and commitment. It involves you and I to embody love, forgiveness, humility, justice, and righteousness every day. By living out these values, you and I will create a culture that reflects the heart of God and brings hope and transformation to our world. I'm trying not to preach. I feel a preach coming on, and I'm trying not to really go there. Listen, Holy Spirit be trying to show up and take over. Holy Spirit, we're doing an episode and I only have an hour, okay, sir? So let's stick to it. Another key is kingdom priorities. We as believers, also known as Christians, are called to prioritize seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness above all else. Again, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. This means putting God's will and purposes first in our lives, trusting him to provide for our needs. Okay, I can't stress this enough. Let me tell y'all a little testimony. And so I have been really, when I moved to the island, I have been really struggling with my intimacy time. I had really been struggling with praying and reading my word and just kind of getting back in that space with God. And, you know, a lot of times we don't like to say that as believers because then we feel like we're fake or we're not real or blah. You know, it goes on and on, right? And so I had been struggling to get back in a place with the Father. And so I had been very intentional on waking up and just making time for God. I just said, you know what? I'm going to do it. Every day I'm going to wake up. I'm going to sit down with God. I'm going to sit still, or I'm going to read my Bible. While we're on this consecration, we're going to pray every day, right? And we're going to read a chapter of the Bible. And so the more that I have been doing that, I've really been intentional on putting God's kingdom first, really seeking his heart first in my day before I even get dressed, before I start my day for work. I have to start it with the Lord. And it's not about being self-righteous or being super holy, but it's just about God, I want to live by these values and these principles that you say will bring about true transformation. And so I had woke up heavy yesterday, and I was talking to my wise counsel and just asking for prayer and sharing some things with them. But I was putting God first in that request. And so as I got done sharing with them and just kind of went back into my quiet time with the Father before I did anything else in the day, I got a call. And the call was basically a supernatural call of an increase of income that required me to do absolutely nothing. And I shared more detail of the testimony over in the Spiritual Growth Academy. But what God was showing me was that, again, but seek, aim, and to strive after first all of his kingdom and his righteousness, his ways of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given besides you. God was showing me that because you put me first, your first fruits, like Abel did. Abel always brought the first fruit. Well, a lot of times we think that that just has to do with money, but your first fruit is your time. When you wake up in the morning and you begin to put God first, that's giving God your first fruit. When you make God a priority, that's giving God your first fruit. When you say, well, before I go to bed and I get rest, God, I'm going to come before you and I'm going to study, or I'm going to come before you and I'm going to pray, that's giving God your first fruit. And so there are so many ways that we can show God that we love him and that we prioritize him. So when we are, when we make seeking God's kingdom and righteousness our top priority, our top priority. It is an act of surrender and trust in the Lord's faithfulness. We begin to truly say, Lord, I truly trust you. Lord, I truly honor you. Think about it. On the average day, many believers get up and the first priority is getting to work on time. The first priority is clocking in. Why? Because we trust that when we get to work on time and we clock in on time, that we're going to get an on-time paycheck. And so what has happened a lot of times is our priorities have shifted from the things of God to the ways of man. And so we are truly become lost in who we truly place our trust in. And so when you are saying, God, I'm putting you first, I'm giving you time first, that means that, Lord, I'm surrendering to you today. I'm trusting in you today, God, because you are faithful. And I know that you are going to show up in my day and through my day in the way that I need you to. And so you will go before me because I have made you a priority. This means that we choose to align our desires with his will. We choose to acknowledge his sovereignty over our lives. When we put him first, we're saying, God, you are in control, not my will, but your will be done. Prioritizing God's kingdom means actively participating in his work, whether through reaching out to the lost, serving in our communities, or using our unique gifts to further his purpose. It is through seeking his kingdom that we find true fulfillment and satisfaction. I'm trying to hurry up because I'm at 49 minutes, okay? But God has really been dealing with me about times and seasons. There's a lot of heavy revelation that God has been given me. And one of the areas that he's really been talking to me is about employment. He's been talking to me about my career, and he's been talking about how I'm looking at my career and my levels of employment wrong. There's something more that God is looking for me to transition into in the area of my career. I work as a nurse, and so God was talking to me yesterday about truly understanding healing and deliverance. Remember, we are to walk through miracles, signs, and wonders. And so God is like, you know, you have been going to work and you have been having a good heart and you have been serving your community as a nurse. You are very kind and very nurturing and very loving. I've gotten many different testimonies from patients who go on Yelp and say that, you know, I'm kind and warming and inviting and makes, you know, these really inviting experiences. But I believe that God is looking for us in the area of our career where he's given us talents and he's given us abilities to bring in a supernatural element to what we do. And so as God was talking to me, he had me download some books that he wants me to read so that I can get the language and the true insight and understanding of healing and how to work the art of healing, how to work in the gift of healing and deliverance. We as believers and kingdom citizens, we have to begin, as we put God and his work as a priority, we have to begin to cultivate and develop our abilities and our talents in the areas that God has us domiciled. I remember hearing Sidney Trim say, bless me in the place that you have me domiciled. And as I began to look into that, she was really saying, Lord, allow me to walk in alignment in the territory, the place, the community that you have me walking in, the things that you have me doing based on my abilities and my talents. Allow me to always be walking out ministry, always be walking out assignment, always be walking in purpose. And so as Christians, we are reminded that when we are prioritizing seeking God's kingdom and righteousness, all other things will be provided to us. It is his promise to faithfully meet our needs as we trust in him. Let us live with kingdom priorities, seeking the glory, seeking to glorify him in all that we do. We have to make this a priority. Again, listen, y'all, I'm not going to push my luck. The next key is transform lives. Let's see if I can get through this in like 3 minutes. So the next key is transform lives. God has been really walking me through transformation. It means something completely different to me than it ever has. Kingdom culture leads to transform lives. You and I as believers and Christians and as kingdom citizens of heaven, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to become more like Christ in character and conduct. This transformation is lifelong, or a lifelong process process known as sanctification. Many, what I've recognized in the body of Christ is that we have gotten away from transformation. We have gotten so complacent and we have gotten so lazy. I'm just going to say it, just lazy, that there isn't true transformation happening. Why do I say this? Because the earth continues to get darker and darker and darker. How is it getting darker if we are the light? How is it getting more numb to the things and the ways of God if we are the salt, right? You think of food being bland. That's the same as the culture. The culture is becoming more bland. It's becoming more numb. It's becoming more desensitized to the power and the majesty of God. And that's because the body of Christ has stopped going after true transformation. Transformation is real, and it is a daily process. It is a daily experience. It is a daily activity. We should go after wanting to truly be changed. I wake up now, and because I'm just so hungry, you guys. I'm just so hungry for my life to be different. Like, at some point in our lives, we have to say enough is enough. And I seek true transformation in the pursuit of sanctification. You and I as believers should strive to align our thoughts, our words, and our actions with the teaching of Jesus. We seek to embody love, humility, forgiveness, compassion, which reflects kingdom-based values taught by Jesus Christ. If we read our word every day, we can see the example that he laid out before us. He example what it looks like to walk in day and in night in true values of the kingdom. And so by embracing the virtues that he example, you and I should aim to bring about positive change in our own lives and then the lives around us. We should get to a point where we're like, Lord, I want to be so different that I bring change to the world around us. Remember, transformation is a journey, and it requires diligence and perseverance. It involves daily surrendering to God's will, relying on his strength, and continuously seeking growth in Christ-likeness as we engage in spiritual discipline, such as prayer, reading our Bible, participating in fellowship. We are able to deepen our relationship with God and the Holy Spirit, by which brings experience to true transformation power. Ultimately, the aim of this transformation process is not just personal growth, y'all, but it's also advancement of God's kingdom on the earth. Transformed lives serves as living testimonies of God's love and grace, drawing others to him and inspiring them to also pursue a life of transformation. Listen, for my podcast recording, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of What is Kingdom? Again, we are in the Kingdom Kingdom Culture series, and this is the first episode of What is Kingdom? Join me next week for another episode. I can't wait to see you guys and talk to you then. Bye now.